This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Who is Agnes of God? It's the name of a film, but first it was a play. Big Dog Productions is opening this play this Thursday, so I stopped by rehearsal to find out more. Grace Carlisle Berry, recently seen in Fun Home, plays the title role.
Agnes is a 20-year-old woman who was locked in a house until she was 17 years old and then in a convent until she was 21. She's never been in the outside world. She's never seen a movie or read a book. The only thing she knows is God, and that brings her such joy and comfort. And when Dr. Livingston comes in and starts asking questions about the tragedies in her past and this baby that she doesn't remember having, it starts pulling her away from God. And then she has Mother Superior who's pulling her back towards religion and towards God. And so she's torn between these two women that she loves dearly, but she can't seem to find her own way.
Agnes, along with the psychiatrist Dr. Livingston and the Mother Superior, are the only three characters in the show. Director Catherine Vernon says the play is so well written that the stage doesn't feel sparse at all.
It's basically three people talking. There's no chase scenes. There's no dance numbers. There's no big set piece. It is three women talking for an hour and a half. But it's riveting. It's a beautiful script. It's an interesting script, and it plays with archetypes, and it plays with different approaches to faith and belief and skepticism and doubt.
Jamila Erickson plays the Mother Superior, who is hell-bent on keeping Agnes in the fold.
I'm rather fierce in my protection of Agnes and of all the nuns that are under my care. And that fierceness comes from a lot of different places, some of it from fear. Here's a nun who's had a baby, and that's not supposed to happen, and I don't want the world to know about it. And we're in danger any moment of being discovered and being open to scandal. There's a lot at stake.
Meanwhile, Dr. Livingston, the psychiatrist, portrayed by Eleanor Stafford, is a lapsed Catholic who has new faith in science.
Dr. Livingston has been tasked with the job of determining Agnes's legal status. Somebody murdered her baby, and she has been indicted for manslaughter. I have to determine whether this is an accurate representation or not. In the course of the play, I come to find out that there are a lot more things going on with her. So it's complicated. It's a complicated situation. And every character in this play does go through this crisis of faith. What does faith mean? What does it mean to believe? What does it mean to prove something?
And again, the Mother Superior struggling with Agnes from the other direction.
There's a lot at stake for my character personally. I've come to depend on the beauty and the purity and the inspiration of Agnes to connect me to God, rather than doing so directly. I've been connecting through my wonder at who she is and what she's brought into my life, which is a rather dangerous thing to do, to ask someone else to be my connection to God.
We heard from performers Jamila Erickson, who is an employee of WHQR, Eleanor Stafford, and Grace Carlisle Berry, and director Catherine Vernon. The play Agnes of God, based on real events, is on stage at the Cape Fear Playhouse this Thursday, September 6th, through Sunday, September 23rd. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.